What is it that draws women to aviation? And what do they find when they get here? I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. Something like 6% of the world's licensed pilots are women. So it probably shouldn't be surprising that we rarely hear women aviators talking about why they made the choice to enter the career field. But the 2010 Women in Aviation International Convention seemed like a great opportunity to do just that. So ANN's Tom Patton set out to ask that very question. Here are some of the answers he got.
Dad gave me a one-hour birthday gift when I was 19 years old, demo flight over the Golden Gate Bridge, and that was it. I wanted to fly.
And I've been in an aviation family all my life.
Honestly, I graduated from college. Most of my family is military, and this was sort of the obvious choice for me. The military anyway, and then the aviation thing kind of came later.
If you talk to my mother, she'll tell you at 5 years old, I told her I was going to be a pilot. So, and I was sort of interested in it, but no one around me was flying. So when I finished high school, I went to junior college, and a guy was in the Guard. And he talked to me about the Guard, and I said, that's exactly what I want to do. So I joined the Guard, and then I got to fly on one of our C-130s, and I was hooked. I just knew I wanted to be an aviator.
I grew up internationally overseas, and so my life in the early forming stages was spent getting on airplanes and traveling around the world, hopping here, hopping there, and the world is a wonderful place from an aerial view.
I chose aviation just because it was something I was sort of interested in forever, and then my parents were always really good about helping me explore my dreams, so they just told me to go. I went to Embry-Riddle because I was pretty sure it was the best flight program. I ended up changing my major because I found out I was more interested in meteorology than I was in flight.
My dad got his private license when he was 17, and then he took my sister and I flying ever since we were about 4 years old. So I was kind of always around the airport, and I thought this was cool. So I started flight lessons at 15, and then Embry-Riddle has a reputation for being the best flight program. So I went to Embry-Riddle, and I've now added 3 minors in air traffic control, safety, and meteorology.
Because when I was a kid, I liked mechanical things, and I, for some reason, thought airplanes would be interesting and exciting. So I decided to go into airplanes.
I love to fly. I think it's a great, great thing to do. And I work at Pratt & Whitney, and I've been in quality for 30 years. And that's why I'm in. I just enjoy it. It's exciting.
I just transferred from an original career that I used to work in psychiatry, and now I'm doing aviation because I always wanted to do it.
I'm actually not in an aviation career. I'm actually in civil engineering, but we do work closely with them from time to time. I just love everything about the Air Force and everyone that works together, so I really enjoy coming to these types of events.
I don't think I could handle a desk job. I think I need something a little more exciting. And what I like about aviation is it challenges both your mind. You need to stay sharp to do it, and it's also just fun. So it's challenging and fun, and that's why I love it.
I just found it to be an exciting thing, something different than a 9-to-5 desk job where you get up and fly around. I just thought it'd be adventurous and a lot of fun and challenging.
Oh, geez, because I wanted to fly to the moon, be an astronaut way back when. So didn't get to do that.
I like to skydive. Mm-hmm. So that was really kind of how it was all born, is the idea of skydiving. I was too afraid to do that. So this was the next best thing.
Well, that's too long a story for this kind of thing, but I was born with wings. And I was an educator, a teacher. And then finally, when I was 40 years old, I realized that girls can fly. So here I am.
I think it was something I was destined for. It was just the feeling of being free. You know, you're not bound by the laws of, you're bound by the laws of gravity, but, you know, you can get off the roads, go high, and then helicopters, I fly helicopters, are even better because you can go backwards, sidewards, whichever way you want. So it's kind of a great feeling of being free.
In a moment, what are the best opportunities for women to advance in aviation? You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin Wass GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're gonna fly in the soup, you gotta have an opener. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. Today, we're bringing you some comments from attendees of the 2010 Women in Aviation International Convention. ANN's Tom Patton asked them where the industry offers the best opportunities for women to advance. Tallying up the answers we're about to hear, I think military recruiters should be excited.
That's a hard one because aviation's got a lot of areas where people can advance. You know, there's the military. Women are in the military now, and they're going well with that. And then there's the space area, which women are advancing in that. But engineering companies, building airplanes, which is where I reside in the engineering side of it. And then there's your airlines, you know, the captains and the people doing that. So women are in all phases of aviation. Wherever you want to, whatever you like, go for it.
At this point, everywhere. I mean, sky's the limit. Space travel. I love all the latest technology coming out. I'm still interested in the VLJs. Very interested in that. And space travel.
Oh, I think all fields. First of all, I've been doing this for over 30 years. And we had a very small number when I first started. And the number's only grown a little bit more. For a young woman right now, the sky's the limit. They can do anything. They pilot, management, maintenance. I mean, there's a ton of opportunities in maintenance.
I don't think there's any place that a woman can't advance, whether she wants to be a pilot, a navigator. I'm a chaplain. If she wanted to do that and be part of support services, maintenance, whatever the case may be, I think there's opportunities that are abound.
In aviation fields, I think the best place for advancement is pilots. I think it's nice to see when you get on a plane and you see a female pilot. And I'm starting to see more and more of that. When I left Hartford, there was a female pilot coming off the plane. Nice to see.
I think in piloting, because like there are like many companies like in here, like there are like many like airline companies that are like very interesting into it. Like personally, I'm like air traffic controller, so the only place I can go is like FAA booth and like talk to them.
Yeah, I would agree that flight is probably the best route to take right now, as far as women.
I've never looked at the male-female side of it. That's a difficult question for me. Regardless if you're male, female, if you're looking for a career and you're young, air traffic control. That's the place to be. Advanced avionics, that's what I do now, is help students look at what they want to do in the best fields for them.
I've been looking into the FAA more as a career, both with air traffic control, even with my safety minor, to go maybe towards the NTSB or some kind of investigative authority. So it's opened up my eyes to all of those other things that I can do with aviation instead of just flying.
Oh my God, I think there's opportunities everywhere. We work with people that don't, well, we do. We work with people that have the flying backgrounds, but also that don't have the flying backgrounds, that do the safety analysis, safety studies. But I think it's any field right now.
Well, in the field now, I mean, there's pretty much any room for advancement. Anything you want to do, put your mind to, and work hard for, it's a possibility.
If you're financially bound, military is a great way to go, even if you start out as a crew chief. Because in the world today, you really need to have to live off of macaroni and cheese. Because the only way you can get there is by doing flight instructing stuff or flying bounce checks or whatever around. So, unfortunately, even if it's the reserves, it's some sort of incoming money. So, I really do have to support the military, not because I'm in it, but it's some incoming money.
I would say that through all the different ones, I find the military has a great training and advancement program, and hence why I chose that. I think there are a lot of civilian opportunities that are out there that I'm not fully aware of at this time. In any industry, I think finding that peace and working along that path to be the best you can and finding people who have gone before helps you find those pieces that you're talking about.
Honestly, starting off in the military is a pretty good option because, as you know, aviation is pretty expensive to pay out of pocket. So the military allows you to go through flight school, get a lot of qualifications, have a lot of world experience, and it's all paid for.
Find the video that goes with the audio you heard today in the archives of aero-tv.net for March 24th and 25th. Find out more about Women in Aviation International at www.wai.org. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.